Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd, powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now, with Greg Ethan Hooks.
Welcome back into Greg at the Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. Happy Friday. God, you guys are just,
Shout out to John Kaiser, by the way.
That's awesome. I get in an argument with one media member online, and you guys are just going crazy, and it's hilarious.
They got your back, bro.
I know they do. I love these guys, man. The 12 is strong. There are some awesome listeners that we have on this show. Speaking of awesome people, let's bring in Dane Exotic, Dr. Exotic, maybe Exotic Todd. What are we calling him? Did we decide?
Dr. Exotic. I like it.
Dr. Exotic. All right.
I will admit, I used to have a sick mullet.
That's because you grew up at the right time.
That's right.
All of us kids of the early to mid-80s, we all had some sweet mullets back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Look good. My hair was so good back then that it just gave up because it knew it would never look that good again, and it just all started falling out.
DDT, if you can find a photo of young Dane Exotic with his mullet, I would love to see it.
I've never told you. There's one photo floating around out there of me fishing with a No Fear shirt on, holding up some drum junk fish with the wind catching my mullet and flowing it off to the side.
Wow.
Oh, my God, just a big grin.
That's awesome.
It's nice.
How did we get our hands on this?
Yeah, were you missing a tooth by chance?
I wish I was missing a tooth. It would have been even better.
That's funny. I'll have to find one.
Not missing as many teeth as Joe Exotic's husband, though.
Yeah. I'll have to find one. Mine back in the day, so I had a nice mane, like just the mullet was flowing. It curled a lot. And then I had the, remember when you used to use that glue stuff to stick your hair straight up in spikes?
Oh, yeah.
I had a spike on top and a mullet in the back.
Oh, nice.
Dude, it was awesome. I'll find one of them and I'll tweet it at you so you guys can see how glorious my mullet days were. Guys, I grew up outside of Camaro Head, all right? Like, of course, down in Missouri, Kansas City, we had mullets. When I got it to Nebraska, people were like, hey, man, that was about 10 years ago. Let's get rid of that mullet. You know, that'll happen.
He's from Missouri.
Missouri, back in the day. Hey, we had a request come in, Dane Exotic, before we start talking about Joe Exotic and all the stuff that went on that show and then talking some Husker sports. We did have a tweet come in and a request, and it fits you. We were talking last segment about Bill Murray movies, our top three Bill Murray movies. That's easy to say. For you, because you're Dane Todd, it makes more sense to ask you about your three favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Because he's got muscles, I think, is what they're implying.
Yeah. Okay, my three favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Yeah, I didn't know you'd be pulling this out. Batman and Robin, when he was Mr. Freeze.
I'm a fan of, I like Running Man.
Oh, yeah.
Running Man's a classic Schwarzenegger flick.
Yep.
Predator, the 80s. You always got to go with Predator.
80s Arnold Schwarzenegger movies were unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. And then number three, the one that always stands out is Kindergarten Cop. You know,
yeah.
not what you'd expect from Arnold, but it's you can't forget about it, you know?
Yeah.
I'd probably go with those three movies.
Ow.
It's so hard to not laugh because the echo
I know
that
we have. We have an echo on our end, so everything echoes when we're talking to you because I'm live from my garage. So when I'm doing that, it sounds hilarious in our headphones. But not to everybody else, Hooks. Just us.
I know.
By the way, then, shout out to Conan the Destroyer and Barbarian also, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's got some great ones. Twins. Yeah.
True Lies.
I mean,
Total Recall.
Red Sonja.
So many good movies, right?
Yeah.
Pumping Iron? Correction, I'm taking off Kindergarten Cop. I'm going Pumping Iron. Pumping Iron. I can't believe I forgot about Pumping Iron.
When he starts talking about how it's like having relations.
Oh, yeah. Just unbelievable.
To get a pump.
Unbelievable.
That's so good. That's so funny. So there you go. Total Recall. That's a good. Carter, I'm on the radio. Total Recall. That's a good one. There's so many good ones. End of Days is actually an underrated good movie. Collateral Damage is actually pretty good. Have you guys seen Collateral Damage?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good movie. It's not bad at all. So, I don't know. All right. So, should we get to. Let's bring in Will so we'll have all of us on here. Let's talk about the Tiger King. And we're wrapping this thing up. Will, you're a Tiger King expert. The last episodes, what you think?
Joe, he did some shady stuff. The dude may deserve to be in jail, but...
Is he guilty? Do you guys think Joe Exotic is guilty of hiring someone and paying them to murder Carol Baskins?
I think the proof is there that he hired that one big rough dude to go down and do it. He just flaked out on it.
Yeah, I think it's a little weird because... They talk about the money and how much it was. It was like $3,000.
Hooks, you're rich. How much are you spending to murder somebody? More than that.
We're not saying that right now because I'm not incriminating anything.
somebody on the show said something like that would cost like $100,000.
Yeah, but look at the guy he's dealing with. You could have gave him $100.
How glorious is it that when they interview him at the end, he's sweating in the bathtub in shorts with his shirt off. He's, like, sitting in bathwater talking about this whole thing. Like, why are they interviewing him in that situation?
Because he thought it would look good.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it was the only place.
I mean, you got to remember that.
He was at by the strip club.
Wait, what's that, Dane?
The guy's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, he's crazy.
Let's be real, too. He didn't decide that, hey, I wasn't going to murder this person. He literally was driving, had $3,000, and saw that they had a buffet at a titty club. And then he was like, I'm going there. And then he got in there, and they had a bunch of cocaine. And he was like, I may never leave. That's what happened. Yeah. I don't believe for a second that he had an attack of conscience.
No.
Oh, no way. Uh-uh. No. He spent all the money. Uh-huh. And yeah, it was wasted long enough that he was like, forget it. I'm going home.
What about the phone calls that they had where they had recorded between Affliction Jeff and this guy who was going to be the one that ends up going down allegedly to be the hitman? And they play it at first, and you're like, oh, that's pretty cut and dry. You know, this was, Joe Exotic paid him. But then they played a little more of it, and the guy's trying to convince him to like say really bad things about Joe and make sure not to say anything bad about them.
it was like mouse cops, right? Like guys just going off on their own trying to figure something out. It was not good. It was what you'd expect from a bunch of rednecks trying to figure out how to frame each other.
No, 100%. They've all watched too many TV shows.
Yeah, Jeff Lowe, I mean, we could all agree that Jeff Lowe should probably be in jail.
Yeah, he's a clown.
Oh, yeah.
Affliction Jeff.
Throw them all in jail.
Jeff should
get
be
him out
in jail
of our life.
Because he drives a Hummer and wears Affliction gear and True Religion jeans, and it's 2020. Is that fair?
And he's over the age of 30?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's like that typical, like, 50-some-year-old dude that thinks his do-rag and his hat over it with his Affliction gear... and his True Religion jeans, and then he pays for his wife and his nanny, and he drives a Hummer. Like,
Jeff doesn't own anything. He rents it all, baby.
So what'd you guys think overall? Good series?
Pretty good series. And then everyone loves that scene where it shows Chucky driving on that jet ski.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that guy, he's a big boy. He's hefty.
Yeah.
Yeah, not small. Not small. It's a great series. It's entertaining, especially right now when there's not a whole lot else to do.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. How's things going down at Nebraska Orthopedic?
Now they're going well. I mean, as well as can be expected right now. You know, we've obviously cut back like everybody else, and, you know, we're limiting who's coming in and those sorts of things. We're encouraging people to think twice about whether or not they actually need to come to see us. So a lot of phone call follow-ups, a lot of, of diagnosing things and figuring out if they need surgery right now versus 8 weeks from now. So, so far, morale's decent, and we're hanging in there as best we can, just like all the businesses around town.
Is it true, there's a rumor going around that part of the decontamination protocol is you personally are giving sponge baths to whoever comes in?
Well, it just depends on who it is, obviously, right? Like, BMI over 80? Yes, me. All me.
All right. I got a little ways to go, but I'll get there. BMI is like my favorite thing in the world. I'm morbidly obese.
It'd take you at least 2 weeks.
What's that?
I said I had to set it high enough that it would take you at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, it'll take me a little time, but I'll get there. Don't worry. Hooks and I are about to tape beer cans to my garage door and try to catch the beer that comes out of them when the door opens. So
nice.
We'll get there. Yeah.
Nice. Good luck with that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's going to be a disaster.
It is. We'll videotape it.
By the way, on Twitter right now, there's betting lines out there.
Oh, really?
You're the heavy favorite, by the way.
I'm the heavy favorite? Is it because I have a big mouth, or what are we thinking?
You're the heavy
favorite. I mean, let's
favorite.
Be real. You're not drinking any of this. You're catching it in your mouth and then swallowing it.
Heavy favorite.
Heavy favorite. If it was Crown and Diet, I'd put you in.
There wouldn't be a drop on the dang floor.
That's true. You'd catch it all.
Wait, so you guys are opening the beer, like affixing them to the garage door, opening them, and then opening the garage?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's going to be like a moving target.
Yeah, and we have to back up and catch it as it's going.
That sounds like a great time, actually.
I know. How sad are you? You're not here.
That sounds like a great time.
You might not be that far away to come watch.
That's true. You could just jump in if you want. That's
true.
Not a problem.
It's true. I am socially distancing.
Yeah, 6 feet.
But that is
6 feet.
My garage
is
big
true.
Enough. My garage door. Too. We could do one on each side and one in the middle.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, Dane, I was going to ask you, as DDT Dr. Dane Todd, there seems to be a thing going on, at least it was, in Major League Baseball, where a lot of your big-name pitchers were taking this as an opportunity to have some procedures done, including Tommy John. There was a lot of guys getting Tommy John surgery done, and then Dr. Andrews shut that down recently. What are your thoughts on pitchers getting basically elective Tommy John?
Yeah, I mean, there are guys out there who have torn UCLs in their elbow. That's the stabilizing ligament on the inside part of the elbow that the Tommy John procedure is named after reconstructing. And so there are guys out there who have torn UCLs who are continuing to pitch or have partial tears of them or, you know, just injuries to them that they've been able to adjust their mechanics and continue on with, although maybe not always exactly at the same level that they were before, because they didn't want to miss time. And so I would say that in those kinds of situations, I mean, it's not the worst decision you ever made to say, listen, we're already losing potentially at least half of this baseball season. Might as well just get it done now and then be ready to go for next year when I've got this big, long period of rest and recovery in front of you. Now, there's a myth floating around out there that after you get Tommy John surgery, you actually throw harder and are a better pitcher. And unfortunately, that myth is pervasive in our high school ranks, and nothing could be further from the truth than that. The likelihood of coming back to the same level of pitching, especially if it's at the major league level after Tommy John surgery, is extraordinarily low compared to never having had surgery at all. So anybody out there right now who's sitting around thinking, oh, maybe I can get this done and all of a sudden be better, you're wrong. You're going to end up being worse in most situations.
Hey, Dane, I got a bone to pick with you.
Yep.
Yeah, we just got a tweet, and if I'd have known this whole time you had this superpower, I would have been in there and I would have had you done this. Javon Payne Sr. tweets the show and says, tell DDT thanks he straightened out my drive, hashtag golf season. You can straighten out people's drives? Where are you when I needed you?
I tell you what, that guy was going to straighten out no matter what you did with him. He's a great dude. He is definitely one of the 12. I will tell you that much right now.
All right, there we go.
That's awesome. Hey, Dane, I want to ask you right now, with Nebraska Sports and Orthopedic, and obviously some of it slowed down for the elective stuff, are you guys doing anything right now from the video side to see people right now?
Sure. So obviously a lot has changed in medicine with regard to the rules on telemedicine. Mm-hmm. And so we are working on that, as you know, right now. Orthopedics is a little different because a lot of time diagnosis for us really does require getting our hands on somebody, you know, seeing how joints move and those sorts of things. But we are working out ways that we can do telemedicine for our patients. I actually do an out-of-town clinic in Sutton, Nebraska, mm-hmm. About once a month. And so that's kind of where the whole, you know, push for this came from, is I want to be able to see those patients and talk to them, even if it is over a computer, right? Mm-hmm. So we're working on that now. We're going to have something available that we can do here in the very near future. But as of right now, it's not quite up and running yet.
Yep. Talking to Dane Todd, Dr. Dane Todd, Dane Exotic, Dr. Exotic, Exotic Todd.
Well done.
Nice. No, I got on to last night, guys. I was rewatching the 2005 Nebraska Colorado game when we played them up there in Boulder when their entire student section got kicked out of the game.
Yeah.
Classic.
You went back, blast from the past right there.
Now, when you're watching that, are you super cheering yourself on?
Oh, obviously. Obviously.
Yeah. Honey. Look at me. I used to do squats. Look at that. Look at that.
That's right.
Is that the kind of stuff?
I definitely fast forward through any play where I'm not perfect, right? So basically, I can go through an entire game in about 10, 15 seconds.
Okay. What'd you watch? Like four plays?
Yeah, no. I can watch all the plays where I'm on the sideline because I'm crushing it over there.
That's true. That is true. That's funny. Dane Todd on the show. That's fun. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people online starting to tweet out like different videos they've been watching. They had, I know it's not Nebraska, but ESPN right now, you can go on to their ESPN Plus, and they've got the USC Texas National Championship mm-hmm. game on there, which is obviously one of the great, great games. I'd love to go back and watch, even though we didn't really end out in our favor a lot of times, but like some of those early 90s national championship games, Florida State, some of those Miami.
Good stuff.
Man, I would love to go back and watch some of those games. They're so fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. No, those were great games.
Yeah, no, definitely. Talking to Dane Todd here. Dane, should we get him out of here, or what are we doing? How long you want to be on?
I don't care. It's not like I got anything else going on.
Well, ooh, then baby. Come over here, and we'll strap a third beer to this garage door.
I know. That's social distancing.
6 feet. 6 feet.
I know, man.
Outside.
12,
I'm trying to minimize
18,
it as best I can. That's
24.
Why I keep calling you guys. I would love to come hang out.
There's room out here for you, DDT. All right, buddy. We'll take a quick break then, and then we'll come back, and we'll dive into some of the conversation about what it's going to look like. We've been talking a lot this week about what is going to need to happen and what it could look like to get sports back, what would happen if football had to get pushed back. There was an interesting, and we'll get your take on this coming up, but there was an interesting idea that maybe football gets pushed back so that it would go basically, October, November, have December off, January, February, and then the bowl games after that, which is kind of interesting. So we'll get your take on that coming up next. You listen to Greg at the Hooks.